Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
You are very welcome to this election-free zone for the next hour. Phew, says you. We have a lovely show for you as well. Our guest today is Oliver Jeffries. He's going to talk to us live from Belfast because he's one of the great creative heads to come out of that city in the last, well, it's actually 20 years ago. Since he became a very big noise with his picture book, How to Catch a Star, 20 years ago, believe it or not. And he has sustained that big noise and he has grown. It's been a remarkable career. He's based in Brooklyn and Belfast, which is a very interesting position to be in. And he's truly international. And his picture books say lovely things about the world. And there is criticism about the state of the world, but all of these offerings of hope. And what better thing could you be giving your kids, I suppose, and your grandkids in the world that we live in, since we're all worried sick about the future. But sometimes you go, ah, we're humans. We can get through all of these things, surely, if we think the right way and we don't think too negatively. And we'll be talking some serious and good, happy, creative things with Oliver Jeffers. We're also going to be looking at the season of the year when all the streamers bring us hot snowmen and ridiculous heroes in Christmas rom-coms, because sometimes you need to escape the planet and all the reality happening in it, and so you have ludicrous movies. And why are they making them more and more ludicrous, and why are people becoming more and more hooked on these? That's what we're going to discuss this morning, because believe it or not, Netflix have a movie called Hot Frosty, which is about a snowman that comes to life and falls in love with somebody who was famous 20 years ago in the movies as well. So we'll go in there with Olivia Fahey and Vicky Notaro later on and have a bit of crack. Why not? Oliver at RTE.ie for the emails. Now, I'm looking here because we are in the season of Christmas parties, and I do wonder, are they a thing? I almost don't know anyone who goes to them anymore. And this is one of the Dear Vicky kind of agony aunt letters, I suppose. And it's about a department store. It's in the northwest of the country, and they're organising a staff Christmas party and saying it's become a massive headache because every year they book a venue and they always get spend a lot of money and go to huge expense and make sure they go through all the menus and they get the entertainment booked and everything. And then they usually get a decent sign up, but they're just noticing in the last year or two, people are just dropping out as it comes closer to the date. And that's a huge problem. When you've gone to a hotel, they order minimum numbers. You have to pay for that amount, even if you only have half that number show up. And they're going, what is happening? And businesses, are people afraid to go to Christmas parties? Maybe they don't think, if they're not drinking so much anymore, that they can't go to an event and enjoy themselves without drinking. Lots of questions. One of them emerging in this piece I thought was interesting is the fear of a mishap, maybe making an offhand comment, because you've had a glass of wine or whatever, can deter attendance. So they're staying away, and the Christmas parties are in trouble. There's a crisis in Christmas parties, unless you think it's a wonderful thing. So I'm just dropping things here randomly. Even just the thought of a Christmas party has me wrecking the studio. Such a nervous wreck. But there you go. 51551, by the way, for your texts, if you're dropping out of Christmas parties and all that jazz. I'll tell you, someone who is dropping out of the big party in Las Vegas is Adele, who has ended her Las Vegas residency. She played her 100th and final show in Vegas, and she's been playing every weekend there from 2022. And she made, according to the papers, 120 million, that's in euro, that price. Hall that she's brought in, a much beloved star, because she's very frank, isn't she? And even when someone's wrecking her head, she kind of had several outbursts emotionally, that is, at her shows. She burst into tears when she saw Celine Dion at the concert one stage. Then there was a fan who was singing along enthusiastically to Water Under the Bridge, and the fans behind them were saying, would you ever sit down? The security guard kind of off says he needs to sit down, and Adele shouted from the stage, no, I'm defending that audience. Leave the fella alone. He's having the time of his life. And there's other people shouting things like, pride sucks, during one of her shows in the summer. And she says, don't be ridiculous. If you've nothing nice to say, shut up. Very good message. She does it in a remarkably quick fashion. She's economical with her kind of put-downs. Adele, that is. So there are lots of videos from inside the venue, which was Saturday night in America, and she was kind of crying as she's bidding farewell to Vegas. You'll remember this time. Oh, well, it was actually, no, it would have been nearly 3 years ago, wouldn't it? Yeah, January 2022, it was supposed to start out, and she cancelled with very little notice, 24 hours. Initially, it was related to COVID. The word was coming out of lockdowns. She didn't quite believe that, but she said, look, the show isn't ready. I'm delaying it. I'm very, very upset. People were upset in Britain in particular because they booked hotels and whatnot, but she did it anyway. And here's a clip from her last concert of the weekend, thanking the fans and saying how much she's going to miss Las Vegas. I'd say she's the first person ever to say that, but here we go.
I am so sad that this residency is over, but I'm so glad that it happened. I really, really am. It got off to such a rocky way. It was one of the worst years of my life ever. I was told it was career suicide and that Vegas would never forgive me for doing something so last minute. Had I done that show that I cancelled, certainly wouldn't be standing here tonight doing my 100th show here at the Coliseum. But it's been wonderful, and I will miss it terribly, and I will miss you terribly. I don't know when I next want to perform again, and but I'm not doing anything else. I'm actually shitting myself about what I am going to do, what I've got. I just don't know when I want to next come on stage.
There's that frank Adele attitude once again. She takes huge breaks from performing. She had crippling stage fright for a while, but she's done it often for her family because she's a young mom as well. She's only 36, Adele. Can you believe it? I presume her next album will be something like 40, since she names it after all her ages. 19, 21, 25 and 30 so far. Is there nothing since 30? Really, 6 years. She's got a good bit of value out of the album, didn't she? What is she going to do next? Well, her career break, she said previously she wants to study for an English literature degree when she leaves Las Vegas. And this is something she said last year. She said, if I wasn't going to be a singer, I wanted to be an English literature teacher. That's my plan for 2025, to qualify and get a degree in English literature. No bother to her at all. Now, I love when foreign elections throw up surprises that kind of make us focus on countries that we don't really pay much attention to. And that country this morning is Romania. It's a member of the EU, and they're having their presidential elections. Now, it's interesting. They have a similar president to our own, largely ceremonial, but with a twist. They have a huge influence on foreign policy in the country. It's like Michael Dee is able to dictate what we do in foreign policies. And a completely previous unknown character known as Calin Georgescu, he campaigned only on TikTok, is not a member of any party at all, and he has actually won. He finished first in the first round of the presidential election. Let it go again. Preliminary results showing him way ahead of the more centrist pro-Europe rival. What do we know about him? He's a far-right pro-Russian candidate who doesn't like the European Union and says he wants to end subservience to the EU and NATO, especially on support for Ukraine. This is in Romania. So it was a huge, huge surprise. And he's now on track. He's going to be up against Cilacu, who is the kind of centrist pro-EU candidate. And they'll vote again on the 8th of December. The Europeans love to vote twice. We don't do runoffs in this country. We're like, no, please, once is enough. Please, no. They'll go again on the 8th of December. Turnout was only 51%. But it's remarkable. A guy ignored largely by the mainstream media in that country. And courtesy of TikTok, he basically finishes on top. There you go. Speaking of, on top, there was a big Wicked versus Gladiator in the US box office. Gladiator opening in America for the first time this weekend. It's been out here over a week. And Wicked got $114 million, the biggest opening ever for a film based on a Broadway show. Gladiator 2, $55 million, which is slightly below what they expected of $60 million. But probably because it got quite a lot of bad reviews. It's a sequel that kind of feels like a remake, Gladiator 2. Nothing new in it. Very long as well. Very long. Okay, 087-032-32-32 for the WhatsApp. Someone's already saying, I do think the old days of the Christmas party have had their day. In lieu of the expense by companies, they should offer it as a bonus or a gift voucher. Indeed, there are lots of incentives in the last couple of budgets to give employees €500 voucher at no expense, written off for tax by the company. So maybe that is happening more and more. We'll start with Adele this morning, will we? 51551 also for your text. That thing is open as well. And a very happy Monday to you.